Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Thank you, Chris, for not going Miley on a Tuesday. This is much better.
Nice. CNC Music.
In fact, this should be our Friday 5 o'clock
yes.
song. This will get me into the weekend.
Yeah. Craig, you don't mess with tradition.
A tradition like no other that's like 5 weeks old?
5 weeks old?
How long have we been doing Miley at 5
Miley
o'clock?
At 5 on
yeah.
a Friday?
Yeah, how long have we been doing that?
Oh, that dates back to the summer of 2019.
Really?
Absolutely. Yeah. It's been happening longer. That predates the football season.
I'm calling BS on that. Doesn't seem like that long.
There's no way to tell. Actually, there is a way to tell. Just give me like 5 minutes.
Huh. Tattoo Guy says, when you guys go on vacation during the holidays, you should play reruns of the first episode you guys did together. That would be awesome.
Best of?
We've talked about that. Yep. And the problem is you're going to be hearing a show from what? May of 2016.
Yeah. Talk about how Georgia's going to suck in football.
Right, like it just all of the content is going to be so out of date. Like we're going to be talking about the Cavaliers in the NBA Finals.
Yeah, it's hard to keep it.
You would have to go through. Chris would have to do a hell of a lot of work to go through to find generic segments for a whole week.
Let me throw it out there. That's not happening.
Let me just lob this suggestion. That's not
Let's
happening.
Let's just nip this in the bud right now.
And by the way, for the record, Chris is the only one gone the rest of this week. Pete and I will steadfastly be here. Then there's next week where we'll all be gone Thursday and Friday for Thanksgiving, spend time with our families, as will you, the listeners. And then we're back on, and we'll take it pretty close up to Christmas.
Yeah.
Of course, we will also have our Texter listener party on the 21st. So it'll be good.
Good Fantastic. Times. 21st in Bonita Springs. When are we revealing the location?
Whenever Chris gets back from his multiple vacations, we'll announce the actual location of the Texter party.
I just pulled a Friday show from back in August, and yeah, that's how we opened.
With Miley Cyrus.
With Miley, yeah.
Wow.
So I can keep going back.
No. Now, I don't want this turning into another which way does a toilet flow in Australia, south of the equator, another rabbit hole, toilet hole, Miley Cyrus. I don't want to do it. I'll take your word for it.
So, yeah, this is a tradition that's three months in the making.
Like no other, the Masters.
Now, on Friday, when Rick Church is here in your place, I don't know that he will play Miley Cyrus. He tends to...
He goes with our flow.
He leans more to classic rock and roll.
August 9th, that was the first day we played Miley.
Really?
Yeah.
That was the first? August 9th. All right.
August 9th, yep. Before that, the Friday prior to, it was Kesha.
August 9th of this year?
Oh, that was tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah, maybe a little.
Yeah. Hmm. This year, August, was the first time you played Miley. Seems longer than that.
That's when it started. That's when
I thought it was only like the last 5 weeks or so.
No. Predates Florida, Miami.
Pete says it seems to him like it's been going on forever.
Well, not forever,
but
longer.
I feel like it's just been about 5 or 6 weeks. You said August 9th. Boom.
August 9th, 2019.
All right. Time now for a SportsCenter rundown. Here's Chris.
This SportsCenter update is brought to you by Mortgage Warehouse. For home loans in Southwest Florida, contact Mortgage Warehouse. No closing cost programs, refinance or purchase loans, free pre-approvals. MortgageWarehouse.com.
All right, here's what you've missed today. Carmelo Anthony is going to make his debut for the Portland Trailblazers tonight against the Pelicans wearing the number 00. Antonio Brown took to Instagram to apologize to Robert Kraft and the entire New England Patriots organization. Former Patriot Rob Gronkowski said he will not return to football in 2019, but did not rule it out moving forward beyond that. And the Miami Dolphins wave running back Mark Walton after he was arrested this morning on a charge of aggravated battery of a pregnant woman.
Useless
I
nut.
I hate saying that.
He's just a scumbag.
Useless nut is texting and he wants to know 21st of November or December. I thought I said December. If I didn't, if I just said the 21st, our Texas party would be the 21st
of December.
First day of winter, Chris's anniversary.
The winter solstice. Right.
Which will still be here.
And three games of football that day.
I know. That was a happy accident, actually.
Yeah.
Yep. Chiefs fan in the Cape, says, come on, Craig, the rabbit holes where the best segments come from. Dumpster fire, speaking of rabbit holes,
yeah,
who was the leading receiver in the NFL the year that Miley Cyrus' song came out? good times. All right, if you just get in your car, talked a little bit earlier in the show about last night's Monday Night Football game. It looks like Phillip Rivers is done. I mean, really. I'm sorry. It does. The Chiefs end up winning against the Chargers on Monday Night Football in Mexico.
Wasn't a great game.
It was okay. It was not horrible. It wasn't great. I agree with you. It got better as it went on. But then Phillip Rivers just kept chucking interceptions. And here's where I think he's getting to be done. He's got an awkward slash poor throwing motion that seems to work for him throughout his career. But he doesn't have the zip on the ball anymore, throwing with that little sidearm half short arm motion of his. And he's just lobbing these balls up there, and it's a free-for-all.
Mm-hmm.
And he's had seven interceptions in the last 3 weeks.
Wes Welker led the league in receptions in 2009, 123, followed by Steve Smith of the Giants, Andre Johnson, Brandon Marshall, Dallas Clark, Reggie Wayne, Larry Fitzgerald, Hines Ward, Jason Witten, Roddy White. That was your top 10.
Wildberry Skittles has texted in. You guys should compile bad takes that you guys have had and roast each other.
That's the point of the...
Well, with Sticky Pad Wall,
sticky
which
pad,
we do
yep.
every almost once every couple
and
weeks.
And I have never
anyway.
Had a bad take, in my opinion.
Oh, my God.
Especially the 5 o'clock hour. It's just... I mean, it might be red hot. Might be a little too hot to handle for some people, but I don't ever consider them bad takes.
It's awful, some of them.
No?
I mean, especially the music stuff. I mean, really is the reason why you're losing the poll today.
My music stuff? Oh, we have to update the poll.
Oh, yeah, and the updated poll.
But well, how do you figure? Because you're the one that has this
you're the
black
one that
hole
says
of
stuff,
knowledge.
But no, you say stuff like, I don't like John Denver or Kenny Rogers like Lady is, it's outdated to you. I mean, there's just certain songs that stand up, and then you say stuff like that, and it's just... It leaves a sour taste in people's
mouths. What are you talking about, Craig? I got two things that have been said in the last couple months. October 14th, Georgia's ceiling is number 5. Where's Georgia right now?
Their final ceiling is 5.
That's not what you said.
That's what I meant.
No.
That was my interpretation.
Not what you said. No, you
they
were
adamant.
They
will not be higher than 5 in the final poll.
You never thought they'd get higher than 5.
On December 8th, 2019.
Your take on Julia Roberts. Awful.
You also said that the 49ers are going to finish with just 10 wins. Sorry, quote, the 49ers ceiling, you're getting in trouble with these ceilings. The 49ers ceiling is 10 wins. You said that on November 13th at 4:12.
That was 6 days ago.
They had 8 wins when you said that. They were 8-1. They lost their first game of the year, and now you're writing them off for the rest of the year.
I'm getting hammered on the text line.
Which one of the guys is the smartest, which is our at Twin Peaks Twitter poll today at 99.3 ESPN Radio, Craig, Peter, Chris. Well over 122 votes right now. Which one of the guys is smartest? Craig is in last place with 20%. Chris at 25%. I'm at 55%.
That's an outrage.
I don't know it is ridiculous. But the people have spoken so far. What can I tell you?
I'd like to know why people think Pete is the smartest.
Have you just not heard, Chris?
There's a difference between smart and hot takes.
Smart.
So, Max Kellerman, what's the difference?
Pete had some pretty awful takes on the Raiders. Initially, I did.
Yes, you did. And
I
you're
did.
Probably going to.
I did. Well, we all did. I think a lot of people. I did not think it would click so far.
Don't drag us in your Raider takes.
I meant to do Red Alert for the Raiders this week. Call me.
Why?
Why are the Jets only favored by 3 in that game at home? I mean, underdogs by 3. Something wrong with that.
Is the game in New York?
Yes. Cold, West Coast, East Coast
all
thing.
All that nonsense.
Bad attitude guy says, I just realized Craig doesn't understand the term ceiling. Chicken salad says the 5 p.m. hour is usually the rabbit hole hour. Yeah. Can be.
Could be.
Yeah.
Green Falcon, Craig saying he's never had a bad take is his 1 millionth bad take.
Greenpeace is right. Your Warriors take is on point.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, but you got
Thank
extremely
you.
Lucky.
No,
extremely lucky.
No, there's no luck involved in that at all.
Craig, they have the fewest wins in all of basketball. They were in the finals last year. Like, you got lucky.
No. I really thought they were going to have a down year.
Well, so did we.
No, what do you mean? Don't glob on greatness.
We said 35 wins, 36 wins. You said 35 wins. I said you're crazy. They'll be bad, but not that bad. And then Steph Curry broke his hand. So,
D'Angelo Russell's out now.
Oh, yeah. He hurt himself in the Celtic game.
JC just now texted. He couldn't earlier because he was driving. First time my wife listened to the show with you guys on the radio, and you're talking about drugs in Amsterdam. That was a segment today.
Well, and, you know, we hit on the hot topics. And today is World Toilet Day, so we hit on that.
Yeah, it's an actual day.
It's an actual day.
Greenpeace giving me credit for my Warriors take. Thank you.
I already said that.
I'm sorry. Silver Bullet. Pete is smarter because he's by the harbor near Harvard.
God, no. I told you, there's a force field around that campus if I ever went to it. Doop, get out. Oh, MIT,
Chicken Salad says Craig speaks with his emotions where Pete actually uses logic. That's just not true.
That's sort of true.
Quantum Leap, which one of you guys is the smartest? Well, certainly not the guy that starts watching a TV series at season 3, episode 5.
Or season 7 in Game of Thrones for you.
I think that was the point of the text.
Yeah, I understand.
Purdue Burger Kyle, Craig should ask Michael Jordan what the ceiling is. That's true. He had that stupid quote. The ceiling is the...
It's not wrong.
Is your call screener not working?
It's down. No,
I've given him the phone signal like three times.
I mean, one guy on hold for 5 minutes, which is unlike you.
Ricky in Naples, you're on with Sheeman and Shepherd. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. How are you?
What's up, Ricky?
Hey, just talking on Phillip Rivers. I know he's towards the end of his career. What do you guys think about if San Diego eventually picks Tua, keeps Rivers for another year just to tutor, and he ends up there?
I don't know if it's going to be Tua. It might be. I do believe the Chargers absolutely have to draft a quarterback. They've been putting this off for years, and I do think they need to keep Rivers around for another year because they need a quarterback name to open up the new stadium with. After that, they probably move on their separate ways.
They got to keep losing. Right now, they're not in the top 10.
The problem is he's not under contract next year.
Is he up this year?
Yeah.
Well, that kills my point. Wig, my man, you're on with Sheeman and Shepherd. Hello.
Another reason.
what's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
Good, Wig. What's happening?
Okay, here's a Phillip River debate for you.
Okay.
Every time he plays, you know, everybody says he's a for sure Hall of Famer, no doubt. Okay. If you would compare him and Dan, who would you go with as far as the quarterbacks that never won a ring, even though Dan went to the show?
Oh,
who
Dan in a heartbeat.
Over Dan and Phillip River.
Dan in a heartbeat. I don't think it's a question for me.
That Phillip Rivers is a Hall of Fame quarterback?
You take Dan Marino over Phillip Rivers, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think...
You know, I'm taking Dan on.
Yeah,
him.
Yeah.
But at the end, he's going to have a lot of passing records and all this. He's been to the playoffs more times, but he never made it to the show. So that's going to be a debate at the end of his career, which is, as you can see, declining right now.
Yeah. Rapidly.
And I just threw that one out there. I wanted to see what your guys' take on that would be. You guys have a go.
Yeah, all right. Thanks, Wig.
Yeah, Dan Marino, 10 out of 10 times.
Give me number 17.
Absolutely.
What's that?
Give me number 17.
We do have to go through this. We went through.
We've done the show. I know.
We've done this show.
Just trying to be a little consistent here.
But you're being incorrect. This is why you should be in third place on the
No, bowl. You know what? Maybe that was a little hot takey of me to go
that was
off
5
that
o'clock-ish
far.
For you.
But they're not that far off from one another. I think Phillip Rivers, when he's had more complete teams, looking back at it. Yeah, he's had more complete teams than what Dan Marino had. I'm proving your point for you, right?
Because of LaDainian Tomlinson.
And he had some pretty good defenses out there as well.
He did.
He had some pretty good defenses out there.
It's not his fault that Troy Braun caused a fumble on the last couple of seconds in the game. I mean, the Chargers had the best team in football that year.
We're not talking the Grand Canyon here when talking Phillip Rivers and Dan Marino. You want to talk about elite arm talent? Phillip Rivers checks that box as well. Was it as strong as Dan Marino's? Maybe not.
Not in
but
close.
We're talking about probably the two quickest releases in the history of football.
No. Not even close.
Philip Rivers is not in this conversation.
Not even in the top 50.
He doesn't have a backstroke. What?
Are you kidding me? He starts throwing the ball and he always says,
Holy smokes, I can't believe you just said Philip Rivers doesn't have a fast release. The big knock on him
from when he was in college at NC State is he starts his delivery by his waist.
Oh, no.
Fact.
I'm gonna part with you, Pete, on this. No. Philip Rivers does not take the ball back.
No.
He just flips it forward. He does have a quick release.
It's an awkward release.
It's very awkward.
But it's also very fast. Like, that's what he has going for him.
I'm telling you, the knock on him when he came out of college was he starts his throw from down here.
Well, he fixed that.
I know he did.
Now he doesn't even bring it behind his neck.
I think he's as tough a quarterback as I've ever seen. Tough as nails. No doubt about it. No doubt about it.
I can't believe you said he doesn't have a quick release.
It's too quick.
Seriously, he brings the ball back to the back of his head, and it's gone by the time it hits his earlobe.
His motion has never been – not the one, because Favre's motion
his
was
motion's
never –
His motion's jacked up.
His Favre's motion was off the chart stupid, too, but he did great things at times.
Yeah, he threw it 80 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Broke some fingers.
I mean, is he a first ballot Hall of Famer? He's an 8-time Pro Bowler.
First ballot, no. Ultimately, yes.
What we're going to run into with all these quarterbacks is
of the passing era.
No, what year they retire in?
Yeah,
that's what. So if Eli and Rivers both caught a career at the end of the season, who's getting in first? Because once all these guys start retiring, Breeze, Brady's, Manning's, Peyton's already retired. Eli's going down that path. Rivers is going down that path. They're only going to put one quarterback in a year.
All right, in the playoffs, he's been in the playoffs 6 years. He's 11-11, fine. Completion percentage of under 60, 59.4. He has thrown 14 touchdowns and 10 interceptions with a rating of 84.2.
Guys, I don't care about what the knock on Philip Rivers was in college. I'm talking about NFL Philip Rivers. He has a fast release. That's not debatable.
I don't consider his release like being one of the fastest of all time. I just don't. I never will. You're never going to convince me of that. Never.
Let's go to the
phones.
It's
been okay. Fastest of all time? No. No, 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 no.
239-337 ESPN. Tiz, you're on with Sheeman and Shepard. What's up, Tiz?
Tiz.
Hey, guys. It's been a while. How you doing?
Yeah, good. Where you been?
Busy.
All right.
Plus, I can't get through because now we have so many texters and so many callers. I was one of the OGs.
That's right. You have been with us.
My thought about all that is it's kind of funny. You got Eli, Philip, and now Ben, who's hurt. I would think that Ben's actually getting in over both those guys first.
Ben Roethlisberger?
And then Eli, and then Philip.
I would put Ben Roethlisberger in over Eli and Philip Rivers. Absolutely.
I would, too.
Absolutely.
I absolutely would, too.
I don't know if Eli's getting in. I think he's borderline at best.
Yeah, that's going to be a conversation.
I put Philip Rivers in over Eli, and I know the two Super Bowls. So I know. Well, Jim Plunkett's not in either, and he should be.
Yeah. Let's go back to the phones. Port Charlotte, Joe. What's up?
What's up, Joe?
Hey, what's up, guys? Out of all the quarterbacks in the league right now, the veteran quarterbacks without a ring, do you think Philip Rivers is the best one? I'll hang up and I'll listen.
Veteran quarterbacks without a ring.
We had the conversation comparing Philip Rivers' stats to Matthew Stafford's back in the day. There's no ring there.
I think that's fair to say. I could probably go that way. I go back to the 06 team. That was a great football team they had.
Yeah. Who else is a veteran that, I mean, that's been around a
Stafford,
long time?
Stafford, Rivers.
Stafford and Rivers both have the stats, but look at the era they're in. I mean,
Drew Brees has
Stafford
ring,
just hit the fastest ever to 40,000 yards. I mean, and
have to go back. Who's
Rivers is already there.
We're going to put Derek Carr in that? No, can't do that. I mean, who's
too young?
He's been in the league for
Dalton, maybe.
He came in the same year Kaepernick came in.
Did he? Yeah.
I mean, he was picked ahead.
I'm trying to think who's been around like for 5 years. There's so many young quarterbacks.
I think this conversation comes down to Stafford and Rivers.
I think so.
And I mean, obviously Brady's getting in, and
But those they'll have. He said not to have a ring.
Oh, not to have a ring.
I mean, Rivers is better there.
Better than what?
Stafford. Not today, but prime Rivers is better than prime Stafford.
I guess. Stafford just hit 40,000 quicker than any quarterback, and that includes Rivers.
Yeah.
If passing yard is important to you.
Matt Ryan, that's a good one.
Yeah, Matt's been around a while.
Matt Ryan's been to a Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't look like he's ever getting back.
Well, that's an interesting question.
Yeah. All right, let's go back to the phones. Sean, you're on with Sheeman and Shepherd. Hi.
Sean!
Hey, guys.
What's up?
Not much. About the Eli and Philip Rivers thing.
Yeah.
I'd be saying Eli would probably go over Rivers, to be honest, just because, one, Eli's probably had the better overall career with a poorer team, probably, than Philip Rivers had. But the thing is that you're talking about Eli's won two Super Bowls against the top team in the NFL with a team that wasn't, supposed to experts, wasn't even supposed to win any playoff game.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, you know, Eli and the Giants, not just Eli, but that whole team worked together to beat the Patriots. And you're talking about that's already worthy enough for him to make the Hall of Fame before Philip Rivers. But he also is in top 10 in every passing category for his career so far.
Yeah, including interceptions but and Sean, a whole lot of other
Sean,
things,
if you're gonna, go career, any statistical measurement, Philip Rivers is better than Eli Manning.
Yeah.
The two Super Bowls
aside,
I'm not going to argue with it, but I'd also say that are we going to put a quarterback in because a team played really well and a quarterback scored 17 points to win a Super Bowl?
You take two catches away, you're not having a conversation.
And remember, they're down 14. They only had 10 points the last 90 seconds of the game, and it took a non-sack call and a miracle Velcro catch. Look, they made better plays. They deserve to win. But look at all the other stats about Eli. Look how many times he's led the league in interceptions.
But I put the David Tyree throw and the Mario Manningham throw different. The Mario Manningham throw was perfect.
Absolutely was.
Was perfect.
Absolutely
it could
was.
Not have been anywhere else.
Nope.
The David Tyree one, you're right. That could have been called down as a sack. If it happened in 2017 instead of 2007, it probably would be called a sack.
You just look at 362 touchdown passes and 241 interceptions. 200, including 27 in 2013, 20 in 2007, 25 in 2010, 16 in 2011, 15 in 2012.
I would not put Eli in the Hall of Fame.
I wouldn't either.
I wouldn't.
And I have said that I think Philip Rivers might get in because of his stats, so I guess I have to be consistent and say Philip gets in before Eli, in my opinion.
I think Eli gets in.
Because of the two rings.
Because of who he beat. Who he beat, not just that he has two rings, but the fact that he beat Tom Brady and Bill Belichick.
But he was going to have to beat somebody good anyway. It's the Super Bowl.
No, but that's great. That's not good. That's great. That's all time right there. That's two of their three Super Bowl losses, two of their four Super Bowl losses.
His postseason numbers are not bad, even though game started 12. What's his record? Jeez. But he's thrown 18 touchdown passes and 9 interceptions. He's 12 and 12. 4, 5, 6, 10, 11. No, 11 and 5, 6, 10.
Yeah.
He's 11 and 12.
It's rather mediocre.
I'm sorry, 12 and 12. He's 12 and 12.
Okay. Baby Shark, where does Brett Favre rank in career interceptions? I think he's
first. That's my bad.
I think he's first. I think he has the most, along with all of his touchdowns. All right, we can continue diving into this a little bit, more football talk. We'll talk about tonight, some games to look at. And, of course, we're playing poker out at the Naples-Fort Myers Greyhound Track at 7 o'clock. You're all invited to join us. $100 bounties out there as well. Don't forget, Buccaneers and Falcons, noon airtime Sunday here on 99.3 ESPN. Brought to you by Towboat US and 888-SEAN-KING. Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Hit it!
Love this tune. Hot stepper.
Sheeman and Shepherd. 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. It's poker night, third Tuesday of the month. Going to be out at the Naples-Fort Myers Greyhound Track at 7 o'clock. You're all invited.
Come on down.
Come play.
Just real quick. Philip Rivers, I was looking at the wrong note. So Philip Rivers, 5-6 in the postseason with 14 touchdowns and 10 interceptions. Eli Manning is 8-4 in the postseason, including obviously two Super Bowl wins.
Didn't all but one of those playoff wins come in the same two postseasons?
Yeah. Yeah, he went 4-0 in two postseasons, obviously.
Yeah.
Playoff, yeah, and so he's 8-4.
I thought it was 4-0 in one, 3-0 in the other, and then he has one win spread. It's
4-0 and 11, and then he was 05-0-1, 06-0-1, 07-4-0, 08-0-1, 11-4-0. And he's 18 touchdowns and 9 interceptions with a completion percentage of 60.5%. Again, Rivers is 5-6, completion percentage of a 59.4%. And 14 touchdowns and 10 interceptions.
Every time you watch him, the broadcasters always say, oh, well, he's got so many games in which they lost by one score. In fact, that extrapolates throughout his entire career. I believe I saw a stat recently. He's got, over his career, 63 losses that are by one score or less.
Phillip Rivers, you mean?
Phillip Rivers.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's
how many by kickers, too, that
but
lost
there's a guy. Seriously. I mean, how do we measure quarterbacks? We measure quarterbacks. How many come from behind wins do they have in the fourth quarter overtime? We see it on every broadcast, and he's not been able to do it. Does that does that lessen his chances of ever getting the Hall of Fame? A guy
okay,
that
but
come
so
through.
So if you're going to throw that stat out there, I want to know how many fourth quarter and overtime comeback victories he has as well.
Exactly. And
because if he's got 63 one-point losses, but he's got 55
one
come from behind.
Or,
yeah, one score losses, but he's got 50, 55 come from behind wins. That's going to, you know.
But also, if he leads them down the field into field goal position and then the kicker blows it or somebody he gives it off to, hands off to, fumbles, that takes away from it too.
Yeah.
But that's, you'd have to, I don't have the numbers to that would take forever to find that stuff out. But somebody must have it.
All right, let's go back to the phones. 239-337-ESPN. Chad wants to talk Tua with Sheeman and Shepherd. Hi, Chad.
Hi, Chad. Turn your radio down.
Turn down your radio. What's up, Chad?
I'm wondering if I don't think Tua's going to fall. If he were to fall, would the Bears take a flyer, you know, he's a generational talent. Why wouldn't the Bears take him if he were to fall to the Bears?
I'll give you a reason why they wouldn't. I mean, and this may not be right, but I'm just saying they just risked everything to get Trubisky, and they failed. Mm-hmm. Now they're going to go risk a guy that has had injuries. Yes, he's a generational talent. I don't think they can make a risky pick at quarterback. I think they have to go with somebody more like Joe Burrow or something like that. I just
Joe Burrow's not going to be there.
I know, but you know what I'm saying. They can't go risky again.
So would you say go Jake Fromm instead of Tua?
I don't know.
Well, let's see where they end up.
I don't know. I don't think they can be risky with their pick.
They're 4-6 right now, so it's like they'd be either 11th or 12th, somewhere around there. They're not in the top 10 right now. They might be.
They've got one weakness on that team.
Yeah, quarterback.
You've got – address it in free agency, address it in the draft. You have to address it, though. You cannot go into next year selling Mitchell Trubisky again.
Would you take Tua – and keep in mind, Tua may not be ready week
one. I'm a bad person to ask.
What's your gut feeling? Yes?
Yes, I would. Okay. Yes, I would.
There's no wrong or right answer. I'm curious.
No, but I know that the text line is now going to blow up Chris the Alabama homer and all that stuff, and there's probably some truth to that. I want him to succeed. I want him to come into the NFL and be a good player.
Yeah. I still think he's going in the top 15, and he might even be in the top 10.
He may be available
for
the Bears.
You can write that down.
This may be a very interesting question for the Bears.
Unless they trade for Cam Newton.
Another question mark.
Now they may blow that whole thing up.
He may never play the same again.
The Carolina Panthers may look totally different from head coach to GM to quarterback next year. Good. Could be totally different.
Good. But the running back will be number 22.
Yes, he will.
Gator Ray, you're on with Sheeman and Shepherd. Hello.
Ray.
Hey, fellas, how you doing?
What's up, Gator Ray?
Doing excellent. So I'm also a Charger fan. And I you know, you guys were talking about my boy Phillip Rivers. I had to call in.
Yep.
I've been a huge fan of Phillip Rivers for years. I've been waiting for him to just get over it and stop making the dumb mistakes at the worst times. I think he's an amazing quarterback, borderline Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of this year, it's time for him to go. It is. We've got to get a new quarterback in the draft. We have to.
You could have said
that the last 3 years. They've been putting this off for a long time.
Yeah, but they did in the playoffs last year. They're 12-4 last year, right? 11-5?
Chargers.
No, they barely missed the playoffs. They were like 9-7 or something.
They were in the playoffs.
They beat Baltimore.
Maybe it was the year before they missed it by one game.
Yeah. Yeah. They beat Baltimore last
first round.
There were people this year that had them in the Super Bowl,
which I never understood.
But Tyrod's not the answer. I like this kid, Easton Stick. I think he's really got potential, but I don't know how long it would take us to bring him up to speed. So they need to address it in the draft and, you know, get somebody. I like the Jake Fromm call earlier.
How is Gator Ray a Chargers fan, by the way? How did that happen?
I moved around a lot, and I when I was 11 years old, I picked my football team, and I loved the Lightning Bolt.
All right. So
that's where I went with it. That was back in the early 80s.
You back in the Fouts?
Early 80s. Yeah, the Powder Blues, baby. Yeah.
Fouts era.
Powder Blues,
okay.
Made me fall in love.
All right, Gatorade, thanks right. for checking in.
So the Bears do not have a first rounder this year. They do have 2 seconds. That's not going to get you.
Oh, they gave him up for – no, they didn't give him up for Khalil Mack. That was – or was it two
no, yeah,
first
yeah,
round?
Yeah, okay. It was 2 firsts. Okay. So anyway, you're not – you're not going to be at the top of that draft, so you're going to have to look at one of the guys that's going to fall maybe a little bit. There's no way to really know who that's going to be right now. Mm-hmm. Maybe the kid out of Utah State, Love, if he comes out, that's a big
what about what's his name from Washington State? No one's talking about him.
Well,
he leads the country and everything.
The better pro prospect in Washington is Eason.
So they say.
At Washington.
So they say.
I said prospect.
To go get a maybe guy in a second round, the fans aren't going to put up with that.
I don't know. Well, what else are you going to do? You're going to go out in free agency and get
I guess you have
Cam
to
Newton? And a lot of trade for Teddy Bridgewater. I'm not convinced that the Saints said, you know what? We got our replacement for number 9.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I agree.
The Saints are in a spot where they can afford to move on from Drew Brees a year too early as opposed to a year too late.
Yeah. Back to the phones. My man, Otis, how are you today?
Hey, Otis.
Hey, guys. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good afternoon.
So you guys are on a couple of different topics. I heard the great millennial talking about Philip Rivers is comparable to Dan Marino. Seeing that I'm an old.
Oh, the great millennial.
I'm a Marino guy, man. I grew up down here watching. There's really nobody comparable to the cannon that he had. I mean, you could say Elway could throw the ball hard. Maybe for me right now, if you want to compare anybody, Aaron Rodgers can really whip the ball.
Oh, yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, Aaron Rodgers makes it look easy.
Yeah.
I mean, easy. But Philip Rivers, I love him. He's a big Alabama born and raised boy, big country boy, real tough guy. Doesn't get hurt a lot. He's pretty durable, but he has some great running backs. So I just don't see the comparison. Maybe if you want to compare him to Matt Ryan, like the other caller saying, best veteran quarterbacks in the league now. Maybe him, Matt Ryan. After that, it gets kind of dicey with guys who haven't won it. I mean, you got to put Big Ben at the top of the curve. If you're talking about guys who've won it, then you got to go with Eli because Eli won, too. I mean, you don't have to like that he went 4-0 twice, but he did win, and winning is everything. And if you watch Fast and the Furious, Toretto said winning is winning, whether it's an inch or a mile.
Yeah, but, Jim Plunkett won 2 Super Bowls, too, and he's not in, and he should be.
He should be.
Yeah.
He should be. Thanks, Otis. Appreciate the call.
I wanted to see what his daughter had to say. The young one was in the back seat. Sounded like.
Well, that wasn't Eve. That was the
smaller one. I know it wasn't Eve.
All right. All right, well. So, Philip Rivers stinks. That was the conclusion of
this hour. Not at all. Not just the opposite.
Really?
You know, I'm curious to see because we had all this, you know, hey, when was the last time Alabama put a good quarterback in the NFL, right? And that's the reason you should stay away from Tua?
So ridiculous.
Why would anybody go out and draft Joe Burrow, right? When's the last time LSU put in a good quarterback in the NFL? Am I right?
Rohan Davey.
Rohan Davey.
He could sling it. Man, that guy could throw a ball as far as anybody I have ever seen.
And Justin Herbert, stay away from him. He's got Marcus Mariota written all over him, right? Because they went to the same school.
Right. Yeah.
So there's an easy comparison.
6'6", 250.
So silly.
Sling it.
So silly.
Sling it.
He's going to wow some people.
Oh, he'll be stock rising, guys falling in love at the combine.
Yeah.
He'll be an underwear Olympics guy.
Yep.
He'll have a rocket arm, size, measurements. the whole deal.
Kind of looks to me like he plays the same game Josh Allen plays, just a little bit more accurate.
Does he run as much? Yeah.
He's pretty athletic.
He does. Yeah.
He does in the college level. I don't know if that will translate to the next level, because I think he's a better thrower than Josh Allen.
I like Josh looked good the other day. I liked he's getting smarter. You know, you can just
four touchdowns against the Dolphins.
Yeah. And the way when he takes off, he is tough, man. He's a big boy. Yeah.
He's a really good quarterback for that team.
Yep.
Lean on the defense, get a good running game. He can do enough with his legs to keep drives alive.
I think they're going to make the playoffs. I think they might even have a home game. And, man, whoever they play.
Well, they're not going to have a home game.
Wild card weekend?
Well, they'd have to.
That's right.
Unless they win the division.
Yeah, but.
Which I do think that Brady has hit the cliff, but yeah. I think that okay. You know that defense has spotted him enough.
Yeah,
I promise you, over the next 6 weeks, the offense will look a hell of a lot better. They just got their starting left tackle back, Isaiah Wynn, who only played in Week 1 when the Patriots clobbered the Steelers, and that offensive line has not been the same since he went down.
Well, good news is it can't look worse.
No, it should be. It shouldn't look worse. It shouldn't look worse.
It's anemic. Needs a blood transfusion. Needs a new quarterback.
See this hockey guy that spit last night?
Yeah.
No, what happened?
He spit. It's just a stupid.
He hawk a loogie in a guy's face?
Yep. Yeah. Stupid.
Oh. Was that against the Bruins?
No.
Okay. I just saw the white with the yellow on the sweater.
No, it was Blackhawks and Capitals.
That's one thing you don't do.
Well, that's not white.
I mean, you can knock a guy's tooth out and punch him in the face, but you can't spit.
You don't spit.
No, you don't.
NFL
no.
or hockey.
No.
You don't do that.
Although you do get a little snowplow, though, once in a while, if you're on the ice in your helmet and somebody comes in the skates and. You get the snow on your face. I still love doing that.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Nice snow spray.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Hockey hooligan.
Yeah, you're a thug.
Right, when you have love, Pete's a little snicker every time you guys bring up Brady's nose diving.
That's all he can do because the stats are slowly dwindling.
A person that needs help is always the last one to see what's going on around him. Brady and Pete.
That's what this show is. This show
we're
is
a 12-step program.
We help people.
This is an intervention
this
show.
This is an intervention. Pete, Tom Brady's days, best days are behind him.
No kidding. So are yours and mine.
Pete, we love you. We're here for you.
No, I don't want you here.
I'm listening.
Stay off.
No.
It hurts us.
Yeah, it does hurt us.
When you go on these benders.
No, What happens is...
I mean, I'm embarrassed for you because I know you'd have his baby if you could. I absolutely know it.
Who wouldn't?
Not me.
Oh, really?
I wouldn't have Tom Brady's
baby. All right,
then
2/3 of this show would.
I need to take a break.
I just wish I can come up with quote after quote after quote from the last 4 years.
But eventually we're going to be right. Eventually we're going to be right.
It ain't going to be this year.
I just say look at his numbers, 5 of the last 7 games. Offense.
And I will tell you, I'll tell you how confident.
Against bad competition.
I will tell you how confident I am with him is that he is my starting quarterback this week against the Cowboys.
Oh, don't do it.
That I already did it.
Oh, no.
Because I know when he gets pissed off what's going to happen. He's pissed.
Oh, no. He doesn't have anyone to throw the
ball
to.
Yes, he does.
Julian Edelman's got to stay in the backfield to have a threat of a quarterback. Back there.
Fact.
I am telling you this week you're going to see a different offense. I don't care. Gonna throw it to Edelman, gonna throw it to Harry, got Watson.
Is this a Jerry's World
Sanu?
Or is this in,
no, it's in
Foxborough.
You gonna make them wear dark blue jerseys too, like the Lions did?
We don't need
Doubtful.
That.
Doubtful.
Oh, you don't. I wouldn't be so cocky. You need to make them change jerseys.
Why?
Because it's a tradition.
We're not Detroit.
It's a trend. Cowboys don't win in dark jerseys except last week in Detroit.
And they won't win in Foxborough either. I'm sure you'll all be taking Dallas on Sunday. Take advice from me.
Not going to do it?
Don't do it.
I'm not taking the Patriots this weekend.
Yes, you are.
Give me those 7 points all day.
Yeah.
Is that what it's at?
6.5. Probably go to 7 because people bet the Patriots.
Well,
take Dallas.
They bet the Patriots, but they bet Dallas as well.
Okay.
Right? Like Dallas is one of, you know.
Yeah, you're right.
No, I'm saying we might not see a lot of line movement because you've got so many Cowboys
fans. I think it'll be right at 7, 6
Do you
and a half,
realize
7.
This is the first time in my life that I'm going to be a diehard Cowboy fan? Ever?
How about them Cowboys?
How about them Cowboys?
What about the shekels, though? Where are you going to put the shekels?
Staying away from that game.
Stay away from that one.
I totally disagree.
It at 7.5.
You will tease the Patriots down to 1 with some other stupid thing that
No, I'll tease the Cowboys up to...
My shekels are going on the Redskins against the Lions. All right, what you got coming up next? Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
time for those parting shots. It's What You Got with Scheman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN. Now, it's Scheman and Shepard.
What You Got is brought to you by Twin Peaks. Go get yourself a nice, cool 29-degree beer. Maybe a whiskey, some wings, some barbecue, maybe a nice burger. Head on down to Twin Peaks right now. Twin Peaks eats, drinks, and scenic views. All right, on this day in history, in fact, 15 years ago tonight, the Malice in the Palace, the Pistons and the Pacers, and 15 Ron years Artest. Ago?
That was a Friday night.
It feels like longer than
15
years.
That was a TNT
years.
Game or TBS game.
I thought it was an ESPN game.
It might have been an ESPN game.
I know I saw it on SportsCenter when I got home. I was at a high school football game that night.
That was a Friday night.
It was a Friday night, yes.
Who's the main announcer at ESPN?
Breen.
Yeah. Breen was doing the game.
So it was ESPN.
Yeah.
No, Mark Jackson.
It wasn't Mark Jackson.
No, it was Van Gundy, I think.
Might have been.
I can't remember because I listened to the clip again this morning. But
I remember going, oh, my God. I remember it was a freezing cold night.
Guy we work with, one of the new sales reps, was there that night.
Really?
Yeah, Ronnie.
Oh.
How about that? Not to be confused with the Malice in the Palace from 1949, a Three Stooges short. It was set in a desert land where the Stooges run a restaurant. The boys set out to recover a stolen rootin' tootin' diamond. After they learn from the thieves that the Emir of Schmo has ascended... with the contraband jewel.
Oh, man.
Classic.
Mm-hmm.
Pete Shepard, what you got?
Well, update the poll. Twin Peaks Twitter poll.
Protesting this poll.
At 99.3 ESPN Radio. Basically, and this was not my idea, it was yours.
It was.
Which one of the guys is the smartest? Well over 130 votes. Craig is in last place at 18%. Chris
dropping.
Is 27%. And I win at 55%.
You haven't won yet.
My 5 o'clock hot takes didn't help me. My numbers have dropped in the 5 o'clock hour.
Your rants against Georgia and John Denver, I think, have done you win.
They've hurt.
That doesn't make me stupid. I have a different opinion.
Makes you wrong.
Georgia and John Denver rants have done you in. You didn't help your Kenny Rogers take on
Julia
Lady
Roberts
today.
In the mix.
Julia Roberts' take is way off. What else you got?
All right, enough bashing on me. Chris.
What else you got? Purdue, pizza in Italy. It all comes into play. Cats, yeah. Joey Harrington.
Cats, the animal, not the show.
Yeah. Oh, he'll hate that, too.
I didn't go see it because of the name. Chris, your pick?
Pick of the night.
Of the night?
Yeah, I didn't like anything on the board last night, so I kept my picks to myself. I won.
Did
but
you?
We don't need to know
ironic
anything about
how that.
That
happens.
Yeah, crazy, right? So year-to-date, and when I say year-to-date, I mean football season-to-date. 8-12 against the spread. I've lost 4 in a row after getting myself back to .500 tonight. Going to go to the Association, a West Coast game, take the 2.5 points, Kings hosting the Suns.
Mm. All right. I'm on a bit of a roll.
The Kings 5-0 against the spread in their last five.
Mm.
Against the Suns, who are also pretty good.
2-3 against the spread in their last five. People got on them too early, yeah.
Except last time when the Celtics blew them out. But we digress. I gave you that parlay last night, Celtics and the Dallas Mavericks. Dallas Mavericks should not have been as... close as it was at the end, but it was.
Nip and
but
tuck.
I still won. They still won. That parlay won. I gave you the tease of the week, which was Kansas City and the under. No problem there. And
no
tonight,
problem.
I give you another MAC conference parlay. I already gave you the game of the year. I'm not saying this is a parlay of the year because I won that already. This is a nice parlay tonight. I think Northern Illinois and also Northern Illinois -4.5 and Bowling Green +21.5.
All right. I'm taking
right?
your advice.
That's what I told you earlier. I put my stuff away. Yeah, that's what it is.
All right.
Yes, you are. And the Citadel. How about that? +6. A added bonus.
Southeast Missouri State or something the other day.
Yeah, Bowling Green is a 21-point home dog.
Like, yep.
And Northern Illinois is a 4.5.
Now it's down to 3.5.
All right, Chris, we'll see you on Monday. Have a good time doing
guys.
Whatever it is you do.
He's
see
out
you later.
Here.
Pete
going
and I will
wedding.
Be back. We're
going
to go play poker out at the dog track. We'll see you there at 7 o'clock. For Chris, for Pete Shepard, I'm Craig Scheman, and I swear I am the smartest one here. I don't care
Absolutely
what the poll says.
Not.
Have a great night, and God bless America, everybody.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.